me now?
It was a hard time, but how do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
We can do hard things.
Now that I'm on my way.
But how do you like me
now? You still think I'm crazy.
How do you like
Standing
me now?
Here today.
Scotty on US 99.
These are your stories of personal triumph. If you were in a dark place and you can find your way out of it, not only do you get to be proud of you for your story, but somebody in a dark place right now might hear your story and give them a little bit of hope that they can get out of it too. Rich, what's your How Do You Like Me Now story? Where were you and where are you now?
For a very long time, I was under the impression that alcohol was my life. And for 20 years, I let myself go into a really dark place. And, you know, I never thought there was a way out until I found the solution, which is a program that works, and just heard this on the radio. And I'm, you know, I was completely hopeless and curled up in my mom's bed. And at one point, I did 36 years old. Now I'm doing well each one day at a time. And I'm able to go back to work and do my things and ask for help where I need it. That's the hardest part, is the asking for help.
Rich, that is amazing that you have found your path that way. Say, how do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
That's right. I hope that your story helps somebody else go, you know what, I can get out of this too. Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Tracy in Crown Point, what's your How Do You Like Me Now story? Where were you? Where are you now?
Well, when I was 33, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Ugh.
No family history. My kids were all young. My youngest was only 5 at the time.
Oh, so scary.
You know, very scary. I mean, out of nowhere. Today, I have 3 grown children. I have 7 grandchildren, and I'm going to be 59 next week.
Yeah!
How do you like me now?
Look at you.
Absolutely. You got to take every day like it's your last. It's so true.
Well, I am so happy that you are here and healthy and that you got to see your kids grow up, which is one of the scariest things, not being able to do that. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for calling.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.